Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, welcome inside Flames Post Game Live. It is brought to you by Original 16. Brendan Parker alongside Corey Sarich as the Calgary Flames return home. A four-game homestand opens tonight against a more recent Stanley Cup champion in the Colorado Avalanche. And tonight it goes the way of the visitors in a well-pronounced performance here tonight on the road as they kick off a four-game road trip. But let's kind of get into this hockey game in a period that the Flames leave with a lead. And then, unfortunately, give it all away in the second period. How did you see this one develop here tonight?
Yeah, as far as the start for the Calgary Flames, it was a little disjointed in their own end for the most of that first period. I mean, that's probably a product of a lot of new faces out there. Yeah. You've got the 11-7 lineup that they started tonight. But they were very fortunate. Dan Vladar played awesome in the first period.
Sure did, yeah.
You know, he did the same in Carolina, held his team in it, gave his team a chance, and the Flames were very fortunate. They score on their first couple of shots. So you think that you're leaving the period 2-1, that this is great for the Calgary Flames. They can regroup, they can get things together. And it was a span of probably about 20 minutes real time, 30 minutes real time in that second period where the Colorado Avalanche came alive. They controlled most of the play in the second period, and they looked like a really solid hockey club out there. So there was not a lot of great things to take away from this game after the first period for the Calgary Flames, and they'll have a few things to chat about.
Yeah, there'll be some conversations for sure after a third consecutive loss here and a third consecutive tough one coming off that road trip. But let's get into the highlights as we discuss the ebbs and flows of this hockey game. And you go back to a first period in which you mentioned Dan Vladar was sensational. He stops 18 of 19 shots, and despite giving up the first one, this was maybe a sign of things to come with the big man for the Colorado Avalanche doing some damage early on.
Yeah, they've got Nichushkin back in front, and he makes a heck of a difference. He's tough, tougher goalies to handle. He does his job here, knocks this one down, feeds it across. He knows Rantanen will be on the back door, and it's in the net. And that's a lot of big bodies on that power play for the Colorado Avalanche,
sure,
and they're
is
a smooth skating team, so it's going to be a lot to handle. And that was a power play goal. The Colorado Avalanche weren't at their best tonight on the power play, and I thought that the Flames' PK held up okay against them.
Yeah, and they still get that one power play goal. They go 1-for-4 on the night. They were 0 for the rest of the way after that first power play goal, but the Flames show some life, and it comes courtesy the newcomer and the point shot. Maybe they get some help with a little deflection up at the top, but Miramanov gets his first as a Flame.
Yeah, he's getting ready to put this thing at the net. Send it there. You never know what's going to happen, and tough deflection off of the Avs skate, but very fortunate deflection for the Calgary Flames, and that ties this thing up. And nice to see a new face get his first as a member of the Calgary Flames.
All smiles after the point shot. He said he was ready to load that thing up and did just that. Got a little help from off the stick of Andrew Cogliano, 1-1. And then late stages here, a little pass that doesn't quite get through, but it ends up perfectly in place for Walker Duehr, who was potentially a scratch in this hockey game, but gets the late addition to join the lineup and makes good on it.
Yeah, and right here you're thinking, this is great. Calgary Flames have bounced back early at the start here. Walker Duehr is in the right spot. You got three guys attacking the net. Uses that little screen and just fools the goaltender there. Nice little goal by the Calgary Flames.
So first goal since October the 19th for Walker Duehr in a 2-1 lead after 20 minutes. And this is where things started to turn, as you had just described it moments ago. And it starts early on in the second period in a point shot that a lot of finger pointing going on. Nobody was 100% sure who it hit, but I think it went off a Flame and in on the point shot by Manson.
Yeah, it looks like Huberto gets a little piece of this one. It's one of those deflections too, as the puck's on its way up, it gets deflected downward. And you saw Duhaime there in front. They were talking about him on the telecast tonight. He's just new to the Avs. He's like, no, I didn't touch it. I don't want to disrupt anything that's going on here.
Yeah.
Let's just
net front presence.
Keep it how it is, and this thing ties it all up at 2.
And then from there, the span of goals coming in just a little over a minute starts with Nathan MacKinnon, and this has to be one of the harder one-timers to hit, and somehow he gets a pretty good chunk of it.
Yeah, and I think he flubs it a little bit.
For sure.
And we were agreeing on this upstairs as well tonight, and that's a tough shot. If you're beating
tough
the
shot.
Goalie as he's moving across on that left shoulder, man, if you're putting it there on purpose, And I know Nathan MacKinnon has the ability to do that. Yeah. That's one heck of a shot. And that's, again, that's what Dan Vladar faced. That he faced a couple of unbelievable shots in this second period.
And then that line would just kind of continue to go to work. This one off the rush. One was established. It was Nichushkin that finds MacKinnon. And then this one goes back the other way. And it's Nichushkin who finishes it off as the trailer on that three-man rush.
And Nichushkin had no trouble fitting in after missing a fair amount of ice time this year and games played. And
just the second game back.
Just looked like he's kind of been at it all season long. So a big part of this hockey club and a big part of that line.
Yeah, three-point night for Nichushkin. MacKinnon gets in there with a couple as well, extends his point streak, and then it just kind of continued from there. Casey Mittelstadt with speed through the neutral zone breaks that through, and that was kind of the dagger at late stages of the second period. They'd get one more, but at this point, it's 5-2.
Yeah, this one pretty much put it out of reach, pretty much broke the will of the Calgary Flames. And if we can just talk about one little thing, well, let's watch this last goal too. Makar off the post, and I don't know how he fit that in
it's
there.
It's unbelievable,
then,
yeah.
You know, Vladar does a great job to push, get across. You think that he gave him too much net. His shoulder's in the road, and there's probably about the size of two hockey pucks for that thing to go in.
Yeah,
and Rantanen finds it, and 4 points for him tonight. We've talked about what kind of an unsung hero he's been for the Avalanche. He flies under Nathan MacKinnon's radar, and again, he's a perennial 30-goal scorer. Yeah. So the talent was on display tonight.
Well, 33 goals on the season. He's got a pair tonight, 2 points, two goals, two assists, and a four-point night. And you're right. I think it was stuffed right by the ear hole there of Dan Vladar, and there wasn't much space on that last one. 6-2 would be the final one there.
And that's the one thing that stood out a little bit to me tonight from the side of the Calgary Flames. It's tough. It's not easy. You insert a bunch of new faces on defense. You got seven defensemen. You got a few new bodies that had to go in last minute on the forwards, and you're only running mixed lines up there because of the lack of one player. Yeah. Not an easy thing to do, and I think the biggest thing for the Calgary Flames is they've worked so hard on their defensive structure this season. And when you have that many new inserts with not enough practice time, with quick introductions in the dressing room, it's probably the thing that hurts the most. And you saw it a little bit tonight in the Calgary Flames defensive zone. You saw it just in decisions made on the rush, on entries by the Colorado Avalanche. They weren't picked up quite right by the Calgary Flames, and that'll get better with practice.
Yeah, and we should note that. I mean, we talked about Walker Duehr briefly in the highlight pack, but Duehr comes in. He was expected to be a scratch tonight, but Andrew Mangiapane, just prior to warm-up, he was ruled out with an illness, and then Andrew Kuzmenko takes the warm-up, and then he's out with an upper body injury. So two guys go out, and then 7D and Nikita Ohochik ends up getting his first start as a member of the Calgary Flames in a limited role here as a seventh defenseman. We'll get into more of that in just a moment. But first, let's get some reaction to this game. 6-2, the final. The Avs win it. Is their first game of this homestand on home ice. Let's hear from the captain now. Here's Michael Backlund, his thoughts postgame.
What is your takeaway after a game like tonight?
Bad game. I don't know. We got a lot to figure out. This new group's got a lot to figure out.
As you say, it's a new group, you know, and here we are in March, and you've had a lot of turnover. Do you have to kind of temper the message and temper, not expectations, because I know everybody in here is a pro, but just as you look for positives or as you look for ways to kind of figure it out, do you have to kind of manage that differently?
I think we got three good lessons here. Simple as that. Everyone in this room's got to look at himself and be better. We got to be a lot better against Vegas. We played four contenders lately and play one good game. Next game, we got to play a lot better than we have last three. Regardless of the result, just better effort, better system structure, everything. Got to be better.
Maybe you touched on it. When you look in the mirror, what is the one thing that you want your group to be mindful of?
Well, we got to play our system, our structure, and just bring our best effort. I think it wasn't there early in the game, and last three games, just first period four was pretty good, but after that, gone really sideways for us, and we gotta stop the bleeding now. And we all know we can be better, and as a group, we gotta turn this around, and dig ourselves a hole here, and just take it game by game, next game we gotta come out and just have a better effort, play a better team game.
How much did not having Jacob, Andre, and Andrew play a part in the result of it?
Well, No, it's a team game. It's an opportunity for other guys to step up. But yeah, you know, those three players are a big part of our group. But we got to find ways to play, regardless of them being out. I think, Vladdy did what he could. But the rest of us, regardless if managing Kuz is out, we got to have better effort and structure and everything, play better as a team.
Is it not a little bit to be expected that with this many new pieces, there are going to be, you know, bumps and then things?
Yeah, it won't be perfect. But still, I just. We got to come out hungrier and with more energy and life, I feel like, than we had in the last few games.
When you talk about those fixes, does it start in the defensive end?
It's hard. Sorry?
When you talk about the things you need to fix and work on, does that start in the defensive end? I mean, there have been too many goals against the last few games, obviously.
Yeah, but I think it's all over the zone. A couple of goals were scored off their control for breakout. And, yeah, I think all over ice, we're not playing as a group right now. I don't feel like we're connected. We got to fix that.
How is the morale in the room right now, Michael?
Well, we lost three tough games. Right now, no one's happy. It's tough right now. It's you never want to lose, and especially not three in a row, and the way we play and the way we lost. But tomorrow is a new day. Day we can become better. And that's how we got to look at it tomorrow when we wake up and come to the rink.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, there's some thoughts from the captain, Michael Backlund, and you can hear the disappointment for sure, and he talks about collectively the three games, and that's looking back to Florida, Carolina, and then tonight, but a lot of talk about the new group, and it really is in a lot of ways, and you go through their blue line, we were just discussing it, and you got, Rasmus Anderson, Mackenzie Weegar, who've been here from the start, but after that, Pahal's 15 games in, or 16 tonight, I think, and, Shillington's 17, 18.
After missing a season and a half.
And so, you're really talking about, and then three guys who made their home debut tonight, and Miramanov, Ahochik, and Joel Hanley are all making their home debuts tonight. So lots of change.
Yeah, and then, again, also he's talking about, against contenders. They've had some very difficult opponents as of late. The great thing about the Calgary Flames is they've risen to the test most of the times this year. This has really been probably the stretch against suggested better teams where they haven't quite answered the bell.
Yeah, the only time
so
this season, yeah.
I don't expect the Calgary Flames to continue to go that way. They've done such a nice job of preparing for all these top teams this year, and I think that trend will continue. Again, a lot of new faces haven't adjusting to each other, and I think the message of the captain will, he hit on a lot of good points tonight, and now he'll have to just take his time and take some practice days here and share that with his new teammates.
Yeah, the good news is they'll have one of those practice days tomorrow, and it'll be the first for a number of guys in terms of full Flames practice. So we'll see that at the Scotiabank Saddledome. And let's go back inside the room and get some more reaction. It'll be Nazem Kadri now standing by.
Losing. That's it.
The way you go about that game, what stands out in terms of, we just talked to Michael about the idea that everybody in here is a professional. Everybody expects more. But do you have to kind of temper it, given how much turnover has happened, or are you done with that narrative too?
Yeah, it's definitely repetitive for sure. It's can be difficult to deal with, but like you mentioned, we're professionals. We're supposed to go out there and do our jobs. We haven't been given the easiest circumstances this year, but it's disappointing to lose in any fashion. And tonight's another example of that.
Like I said, you got to look in the mirror here. If everybody does look in the mirror as pros, what's the one thing you want everybody to see and kind of improve upon?
Just try to be better. That's really what it comes down to. I think, like we mentioned, we're not a group. We could have found excuses a long time ago. But, we pride ourselves on not making any, even though, there could be a few. But, we got to get off to better starts and finish the game stronger.
With all the moving parts on the back end, is that the number one thing that's got to be cleaned up really quickly? Not just the defensemen, but the forwards too, but the defensive game in general.
Yeah, I think so. Like we mentioned, we got a lot of new bodies, new faces, learning new systems. So, there's going to be some crossover where, chemistry is not great. And, there are some brain lapses and, that can be a natural thing. Obviously, it's frustrating. You have to stay patient, but that's just what we've been given.
How is Michael mentioned effort? a few times. Would you say that's an issue right now, this group now?
I don't think effort's ever been an issue, really. We work hard out there. Obviously, there's some, you know, plays that we, you know, we wouldn't want to happen. I mean, I don't know if it's an effort thing. It's more of a just, you know, lapse of judgment, bad reads, those kind of things. So effort's never been an issue for us.
With so many new faces, new pieces here, is building chemistry just a matter of getting reps, or how do you do that?
I think so. Reps, practice, I mean, video. I mean, like you said, I mean, you know, you miss a lot of guys, and new guys come in, and, you know, they got to understand how we do things around here, and that's not anything on the new guys. I mean, that's kind of expected. So, you know, it's certainly, you know, you got to have some patience.
Does this group, like the message has been playoffs, so, like, does this group have to maybe simplify that message that much further given the circumstances?
I think just winning is the ultimate goal, right? I mean, you know, you can't sit here and talk about playoffs, you know, in September or, you know, February or March or whatever it is. The fact of the matter is you gotta take it in segments. You got to take it in small pieces, because making the playoffs is, you know, a daunting task, let alone winning in the playoffs. So, you know, like I said, it's a patient game at this point.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
All right, welcome back inside Flames Postgame Live. It's brought to you by Original 16. Brendan Parker alongside Corey Sarich. 6-2 the final tonight. The Avalanche win as they kick off their road trip. The Calgary Flames opening a homestand. You can hear some disappointment inside the Calgary Flames locker room, no doubt, after a third consecutive loss here and a tough second period here tonight, giving up 5 goals. But let's get some reaction from the head coach. Ryan Huska sitting now at the podium. Let's hear his thoughts tonight following the loss.
So defensively, is that where the main focus needs to be moving forward?
Yeah, we had issues with last couple games, really. The detail structure side of things has kind of left us a little bit, and it's put us in a tough spot and left our goaltender in a tough spot as well.
With so many new faces in your lineup, how do you build those details in?
There's the new faces. I don't think are the issue per se. You know, there's guys on the ice that have been here for a number of years. They've still made mistakes over the last few games that they normally don't make. So for us, the teaching is something that we have to do a little bit more of as we move forward, and we'll continue to do that. But it's making sure that what's made this team a good team is they've got some, I don't know, edge or pushback, and the last two games that's been missing, and that's something that we have to get back.
Do you feel like Backlund mentioned effort a few times, do you feel like that's been an issue of late?
No, I don't. I think it's us losing our way a little bit structurally and with the detail side of things. So as I mentioned earlier, that kind of group that we had started to develop here, that guys are playing hard for each other, that slipped over the last little while, and that's something that we have to get back.
Why do you think it slipped?
You know, when you get to a stretch in games where you get it handed to you, like we did in Carolina and the end of that Florida game, and things don't really go your way, and the other team carries the play, you start to, oh boy, I don't want to make a mistake. And that's not the mindset that we need to play with. So it's about making sure that we stay on the attack, and it's about making sure that we stay with what makes us a good team, and that's playing as a group of five on the ice.
Any update or any worry about Kuzmenko or Mangiapane with them?
I would suggest they're day-to-day. Like, Andrew was sick, and Kuzi just had something come up really quickly there.
What about Markstrom?
Same thing, day-to-day.
What was the mindset behind giving Dambler the third period off?
Well, we gave up 6, right? So we didn't really do much to help him out here tonight, so we gave him a bit of a break.
It looked like the line blender was going. Like how tricky has it been to find consistency?
Line blender, because we had 11 forwards dressed tonight.
You had a real strong push, and this team lost some key players in the back end. For some of the veterans that were, you know, like, did you notice a set? Like, is it tough? Do you have to manage kind of that that kind of change that happened in the team last week?
There's managing that goes on all year. The Tampa, we were in the same situation when we played in Tampa, and I thought we played really well there. We started really well in Florida, and then it got away from us. So it's important not to, you know, totally forget what they've done here over the last little bit. They need to get that back. And a lot of times that is the older players. And tonight I thought they looked flat, really, is what they did look like to me.
Do you worry that stretch of games like this can take a bite out of the confidence of the group?
As I mentioned earlier, when you get it handed to you, you know, things don't go your way, you have to fight back, right? That's what it comes down to. Okay, thank you.
Some final words there from the head coach, Ryan Huska. You got to fight back. And, yeah, I mentioned a stretch where you get it handed to you over the last three games and what that can have an effect on the players. And, you know, obviously a little bit of a transition period with this group right now, knowing what's taken place here over the last couple of weeks. You lose a lot of key members of your team. And then, you know, obviously just a few guys that are trying to really – it's not just the new guys. It's more, you know, everybody that's trying to find their place again within this group.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I've been through a lot of trade deadlines before, and you keep your focus. You keep everything leading up to that with all the rhetoric and everything mm-hmm. else that's going around. And that can be very mentally exhausting for an athlete. Like, you're trying to maintain your focus with all the added pressure from the outside sources as far as media is concerned and different things like that. So you expend energy there. And then, you know, whatever happens to your team, sometimes there's no moves for your team at a deadline. There are a lot of moves. Then it is that adjustment period afterwards that Ryan Huska's talking about. And that requires even more mental concentration throughout your whole group. Yeah, it's easy to say, I'm just going to go out there and do my job. But then, you know what, you might be teaching, helping new teammates mm-hmm. with some of your systems. You're getting to know new guys. So all that stuff starts to factor in, and it's not easy to deal with. So it can be a very taxing time of the year, and this has been a very taxing two-week stretch on this. But I do believe that, you know what, it builds character. They've got three tough losses here. You'll learn a lot about your group that's in the room right now and who fights through. You'll get to see who's the scrappiest out there. You might see a couple different goaltenders in the net. Where does the competition lie there? So it can be a good thing for your group. You know, when you get your butts kicked a couple of times, sometimes it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just right now it feels like it's a little bit of bad timing for the Calgary Flames.
Well, yeah, and the leadership group has been phenomenal all season in terms of what you described and handling some of that stuff. And you kind of look back to those guys and expect that they'll answer and receive those challenges in the right way moving forward.
Yeah, you already heard Michael Backlund tonight. Blake Coleman, who's been a leader all year. Jacob Markstrom, who has been outstanding with his play, but I know is invaluable in that room. Those guys, you know, are professionals, and they'll make sure that this group is prepared night in and night out.
And that preparation will start tomorrow as they get a look ahead to the Vegas Golden Knights, who are coming in on Thursday night. As for this evening, it is a victory for the Colorado Avalanche, 6-2 the final. They score five in the second period. That's obviously the difference in this hockey game as Mikko Rantanen racks up 4 points, another three for Valeri Nichushkin as well. And that man right there gets his first as a member of the Calgary Flames. But they'll look ahead to the Golden Knights Thursday night, second game of this four-game homestand, as the defending Stanley Cup champs come into town with a new addition on their back end as well. I'm sure that storyline will play out a little bit as well leading up to Thursday night. As for us, we'll sign off tonight. Flames Post Game Live brought to you by Original 16. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again on Thursday night right back here at the Dome.